shark spotters in Cape Town, South Africa, are back in action as great white sharks have returned to the area after a four-year absence. In the past, these predators were responsible for fatal attacks on swimmers. While some places resort to killing sharks using nets and baited hooks, this approach harms other marine life. The International Union for Conservation of Nature advocates for non-lethal methods to address the risk from sharks. In Cape Town, the goal is to protect both sharks and people by keeping them apart. A team of professional shark spotters has been operating in the area for over 15 years. Their aim is to prevent negative interactions between people and sharks and strike a balance between recreational water user safety and white shark conservation. The return of great white sharks is actually welcomed by conservationists as their disappearance has been a cause for concern for the ecology of the waters off Cape Town. The shark spotters monitor 5 beaches from the surrounding mountainsides, with those at higher elevations in radio contact with colleagues on the beaches. If a potentially dangerous shark is spotted, alerts are issued and the waters are cleared. A flag system is used to indicate the latest status, with a white flag signaling that people should leave the sea immediately. The team also sets up a 350-meter exclusion net each morning off Fish Hoke Beach to create a safe bathing area. The net is placed down to the seabed and across the bay, and is lifted each evening to avoid harming sea life. This unique system has a minimal environmental impact, distinguishing it from traditional fixed shark barriers. Shark bites are described as incredibly traumatic events that have significant social, economic, and environmental impacts on communities. In Plettenberg Bay, where 2 fatal shark attacks occurred last year, shark spotters now monitor 5 beaches and have made over 70 great white shark sightings in a year. The implementation of shark spotters came after the death of Kimon Kiki Bazonyo, a community worker who was killed in a shark attack. Her partner, Diego Malazzi, believes that if a "beware of sharks" sign had been put up after the first accident, Kiki might not have gone swimming. He emphasizes the importance of awareness and understanding of the risks in the waters. In addition to shark spotters, other non-lethal approaches to dealing with sharks are being explored. A local marine biologist is overseeing the creation of a shark barrier that mimics an underwater forest of kelp, which sharks dislike. The barrier contains magnets that repel sharks, as they are sensitive to electric and magnetic fields. This concept is a change for people and is a hard sell, but it has been successfully tested on a private island in the Bahamas. The marine biologist emphasizes the crucial role of sharks as top predators in maintaining balance in the ecosystem and warns against their removal through culls and deliberate targeting. Overall, the efforts in Cape Town aim to protect both sharks and people by finding